Also, we find that David is carrying on a continual warfare with the Philistines. And we read here in verse 15, "Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai the son of Zeruiah succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel." David was a great man, and they knew there was no one to take his place. And so David is getting to be an old man now, and when he goes out to battle, why, he's about to be overcome. And that was unusual for David, and these leaders of Israel see that. They tell him, "You're not going out with us anymore. You must stay home." Now we're told here that there was a great battle. God gave the victory to Israel, and we are told in verse 22, "These four were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants." Now the giant was Goliath. You will recall that we mentioned this before, that when David went out to meet Goliath, he took 5 smooth stones. And I've heard it described rather vividly that David thought he might miss with one, and then he'd have another one. If he missed with it, he had 5 stones. And that, of course, would be a great lesson, and we ought to have a reserve. Well, may I say to you, David didn't have a reserve. Here's the evidence of it right here. That giant had 4 sons, and they were sitting over there in the lines of the Philistine. And David knew that when he slew the giant, that those 4 sons might want to come out. He had a stone for each one of them. The interesting thing here, we are told that he slew them also. Now, I do not know whether he did it at that time. I don't think he did. But he got to them later on, because these boys are going to take revenge. And they are big fellows, too. They took after their father. And David slew these 5, you see. He had 5 stones, 1 for each one of them. This idea that David was carrying reserve stones is a mistake. This boy was accurate with the slingshot. If you'd been there with the sheep, you would have seen him maybe practice several hours every day. I think he could put a stone in a hollow in a tree that was not even big enough for a squirrel to crawl in. David was accurate with this.